Welcome to the Hyper Fast Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here are your hosts, Kerry Scholl and Dan Lesniak. Kerry and Dan are real estate developers, best-selling authors, billion-dollar agents, and million-dollar agent makers. And now, get ready to grow hyper fast.
Again, I am Jeff Fitzer. Most of you don't know who I am. I'm from the St. Louis market. And in my market, I'm like a celebrity. I'm like the mayor. And one of the things I do is run. So last year, 2017, I decided I need to create more media around my brand. I want people to know who the hell I am. So I do a variety of things, and one of them was run. So I had met with, ironically, a local guy named Jesse Itzler, who challenged me to run 2018 miles in 2018. So I was like, well, that's really stupid, but I'll do it. And so I did it, and I actually ran 2035. Woo! Thank you. And what I did was I created a Facebook page that was actually called 2018 and 2018. That sounds really stupid, right? It is, it really is. But you know what? I have like 300 followers today. It's now a 2019 Crush Your Goals page, and I have a bunch of raving fans. And it's a group page, but it created these fans. It created these followers of me with my brand, and it made me authentic. It humanized me. It's who I am. That's one of many pages that I moderate, that I run. But the point is, you want to become the mayor. You want to become the niche celebrity. You want to become somebody that they know, and not because you're always talking about real estate, not because you're throwing it down their throat. You want people to know who you are as an individual. So I run. And believe it or not, there's over 300 people that follow me and follow me religiously, and some people who have actually jumped on board and they're doing my goal in 2019. So without further ado, that leads me to our next speaker, who I am so, so excited to introduce. She has become a good friend, somebody who I follow religiously. And if you don't follow her, you need to. You've already met her today. Now you get to hear her speak.
Okay, so what I'm talking about today is a subject that's near and dear to my heart. It's how to be the mayor of your town. So you heard Jeff start to talk about it, right? And for me, video has been a critical part of how I've grown my team. You heard my stats earlier, but I'll give them to you quickly again. Last year, we did 481 transactions and over 300 million in volume. That is about 8 million in GCI. So how many of you guys want to do 8 million in GCI, right? Can we all agree that to get to that level, you would have to take some chances and take action doing some things that might be a little bit scary?
Yes.
Is that a fair assumption, you think?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm gonna ask you now, when I say video, what are the things that come to your mind that are the reasons why you don't do it now if you don't?
Equipment.
What else? What?
What to say or who to interview.
We don't know what to say or who to interview. Thank you. That's a good one. I think a lot of you have that one.
Bad hair.
Hair. Bad hair day?
Editing time.
Okay. What else? Shaking and making it like the camera's not smooth. Okay, good one. Fear of public speaking. Who's afraid of speaking in public? A lot of us, right? Okay, this side of the room's a little quiet. I feel like your energy might be low. Who can tell me why they wouldn't want to do video over here?
I don't like it. Country accent.
A country accent is an amazing reason to do it. Funny, no, I have a funny story. So I used to be a telemarketer. I used to sell credit cards in college. I used a country accent because people liked me better. I converted at a higher rate and I split tested it. I'm not kidding, I'm serious, okay?
Demo that for us?
What? No, I haven't practiced for a while. I think you guys would make fun of me. You guys are gonna get to make fun of me in just a minute though. So all of the things that you just said hold you back from doing video, I'm going to embarrass myself, like seriously embarrass myself in a minute. and show you a reel of the video that I did in 2007 when I started. You guys want to see it?
Yes.
It's awful. You will feel so good about yourselves after you watch this, I promise.
2007.
I mean, it was a long time ago. But before we do that, I'm going to have you go to the first slide. I'm just going to tell you a quick story. So my team was producing at a high level, right? And I was trying to figure out what would take us to the next level, which we've talked about in all of your businesses. I'm sure you reach plateaus and you think, what's going to make a dramatic impact on where I am today, right? So I was at an event with Tony Robbins and with Gary Vee. And I had planned to go to dinner with Gary Vee after the event. But the interesting part of the story is I did Platinum Partners with Tony Robbins for a year. So when my first child was born, this is my third, I spent a year traveling and going to all of Tony's events. How many of you guys know who Tony Robbins is? How many of you guys have been to one of his events? Okay. Everyone who has their hand up probably will relate to me in saying, like, the guy is absolutely amazing. So imagine for a moment, I committed to spending a lot of money, like a lot of money, to be able to go to dinner with Gary Vee. And he was someone that I looked up to, I wanted to learn from. You heard me say earlier, I will invest to put myself in the room with the right people. But here's what happened. I'm sitting there, I'm about ready to listen to Tony, and I'm thinking, I'm on fire, like I'm in front of Tony again. I haven't seen him for a bunch of months because I also have a one-year-old daughter, so I've been out of the game because of her. I'm all excited. And all of a sudden, I get a text message from Gary Vaynerchuk's people, and it says, hey, we made a mistake. Your dinner with Gary started 30 minutes ago. You guys want me to tell you how much I had to pay to go to dinner with him? For my husband and I, it was $15,000. So imagine, to me, at that moment, we had just invested a lot of money in our business. We all have cash flow issues, no matter how big you are, right? So $15,000 was so much money to me. And I get this text, and my heart sank. I thought, oh my God, I cannot believe they're doing this to me. So where was my mindset? Yeah. Victim, scarcity, like, oh my God, this is awful. So I'm like, okay, and then right when I had that moment of like, poor me, Tony Robbins is on stage and he says, sometimes when I suffer, I give myself 5 seconds to get over it, and then I move on. And I went, oh, okay, 5 seconds, I gotta get over it. So then I thought, how can I turn this into an opportunity? So I'm with 3 other friends, one of which is my husband, and I said, I got this, guys. And I went out in the other room. So then I started thinking, how do I make this amazing? How do I get extra FaceTime with Gary? Because they made a mistake, and they're going to have to try and make it up to me. I don't just want a refund. Like, I want the time. So I call, and I say, hey, I have a great idea. When the event is over with Tony, I really want to see him, and so I'm not willing to be flexible on that. I'm going to be able to see him after the event, and I haven't seen him in a while. I used to be part of his Platinum Partnership Program. The person on the other end of the phone says, I used to run his Platinum Partnership Program. I'm like, yes, I have an in. So I said, here's what I would propose. Wherever Gary is taking his plane, I'll just hop on, and then I'll fly myself back, no problem. So how many of you guys want to go on a private jet with Gary Vee? I mean, no brainer, right? So I'm like, this is brilliant. I came up with the best solution. She's like, damn, that's a good idea. She's like, I think that's a great idea. Let me see what I can do. I'll call you back. She calls me back. Yeah. Sorry. He's flying commercial and it's sold out. I'm like, Gary Vee is flying commercial? What's wrong with him? So what we ended up doing was meeting in a hotel lobby on the way to the airport. Instead of being at a dinner with him with all these other people, I got to talk to him in a private environment. I learned from him and it changed the course of my life, okay? It was a 20, 30 minute meeting that cost $15,000, but it was worth every penny, because here's what I realized. I needed to take control of my own leads. How many of you guys feel like you're outsourcing them to other people and you're entrusting them with your livelihood? Zillow, Realtor.com, right? All of these other people. So for me, I have a massive scale business, right? So imagine how much money I'm spending per month on Zillow, on Realtor.com, on all of these other sites that in a moment, they can change the cost structure and my business has changed forever. That happened November 1st of 2018, by the way, with Zillow. So how many of you guys understand the change that took place in Zillow? So the big teams understand because they changed the game, and for the people who weren't spending enough money, they didn't even explain it to you guys because they didn't think you would notice. They increased the price per lead by up to 5 times in different markets. Most of you don't even understand that, right? Because it'll take you so long to figure it out. When you're spending $20,000 a month, you're gonna notice a hit to your leads, right? So when I talked to Gary, he said, look, my number one strategy for you would be the mayor of your town. So you guys wanna know what that means? Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna explain it to you right now. But first,
are you a real estate agent with friends or clients moving to or from the DC, Maryland, Virginia area? Send them to the number one team in the area. The Carrie Schell team will ensure they get world-class treatment and the best possible results buying or selling their home. The Carrie Schell team has the best training, systems, and marketing, and we proudly guarantee our results. To refer us business, call the Carrie Schell team at 703-589-9067 or go to refercarrieschell.com.
So what Gary said is, you know, screw competing with the other real estate agents, compete with the media. And here's what the trick is about that. If you're competing with the media, everybody's interested in what you have to say. It doesn't matter whether they're looking to buy or sell a home, you're looking to gain their attention because you're talking about noteworthy things that bring them in and you're providing value. And they know you're a real estate agent because if you're me, you brand the crap out of everything. You guys with me? Okay, so I'm gonna give you a case study here for a moment. There's a guy who, there's a big blog in my town. So when I had the conversation with Gary, one of the things that I realized is, okay, there's this big blog, right? And everybody is going on there, they're engaging in there. It's really huge in my town. So instead of just focusing on the newspaper and competing with the newspaper, what I want to compete with and what I want to get involved in is this blog because it's a way that I can hack attention. Does that make sense? Okay, so the guy who is the real estate guy in that blog pays a lot of money to be the real estate guy, right? He is the real estate guy. He had no video in his article, so he got 0 views and he got 1 comment. Why do you think that is? Nobody wants to, even the buyers and sellers don't want to bore themselves with going to look at his stuff. They just don't, right? So it's Ask Eli, what to inspect before buying a home. Now he's trying to add value, right? But he's adding value in a platform where there's so many other people that aren't buying or selling. And so my guess is there's very few people who ever click on his article. Same week, this was my first story after meeting with Gary. Okay, so then look down here for just a minute before we play the video. I did my article on Arl Now. I don't need you to click it. I got 6,542 views on my video and 131 comments. Would you rather be me or him? Thank you, me too. He's a really nice guy though. Okay, so we're gonna watch the video for a second. This is an example of special interest. The Bird Scooter is something you may be hearing about in your neighborhood. They're new to the Arlington, Virginia area and the DC Metropolitan. I'm Carrie Schell with the Carrie Schell team. We're here at the Clarendon Metro in Arlington, Virginia to get the story from residents. There are a lot of pros and cons, so let's see what people have to say. So what is your opinion of the Bird Scooter?
I think they're almost as dangerous as people walking around with their devices in their faces. They're not really paying as much attention. They're moving really fast, and they're not wearing helmets or any other protection. I think it could be a bit of a nuisance for us.
What is your opinion about the Bird Scooter?
I think it's good. I think it's a wonderful thing to be moving around the city and not causing congestion with the cars.
Well, actually, I think they're pretty cool. I think it allows people to get from meeting to meeting during the day without getting all hot and sweaty.
I don't have a problem with them. I think they ought to wear helmets. That's one thing I think. I don't have a problem with the scooters, but when they're riding them on the streets, they really ought to wear helmets.
I hate them. I walk a lot and run a lot, and I find that the people riding them are sort of obnoxious. Look, really dangerous. As fast as they can go, it doesn't seem like their braking capability is very good.
So I went on to interview a gentleman who hit a speed bump and got a brain bleed and concussion and didn't remember his name in the ambulance, right? The day after this story aired, someone died. So the reason that I got the kind of engagement that I got is because it was exactly what people cared about in the moment. And that's the trick to being the mayor in your town. You have to hack where everyone's interest is and insert yourself into the story. Obviously, when I did the story, I knew that there were reasons that it was building in the community, but I didn't anticipate what would happen, right? So what you're doing, whether you're looking at a newspaper, whether you're looking at a local blog, you're essentially figuring out where is people's attention and how do I pull that attention into providing value for them that's where they are, where they care about, and then how do I pivot that to making sure they understand I'm a resource for real estate. How many of you guys feel like that takes a lot of pressure off? Was what I was doing hard? I'm literally like, so, what do you think about this? Like, I'm a reporter. So if you're trying to figure out how to do this, I have a couple ideas for you. So as an example, I went to Google and I started doing research. And I said to myself, okay, what are people Googling in my town where I can hack attention, right? So one of the things I found is the top search in my area was actually about restaurants, right? That's easy. It's very easy to go do an interview at a restaurant. So one of the videos that I'm emailing you is an example of my team member. He goes out and once a week, he does a simple interview with a restaurant owner. He builds goodwill with that restaurant owner. We get the restaurant owner to share the video. And not only have we got a bunch of people's attention, we also get the whole sphere and the following from the restaurant. You guys with me? Does that make sense? It's zero pressure. You don't have to worry about how you're gonna perform on camera because you're just connecting and you guys are all good at that. You're good connectors with people. That's why you're in this business, right? So it's figuring out how to take your skill set and be able to perform on video. How many of you guys feel like you could do that? What's your favorite drink at the restaurant? What do you enjoy eating the most? And then you pan. You can do this on your iPhone. So someone asked about equipment. I'm stubborn. Like, John's with me today, but he knows if I'm going out to talk to somebody, a lot of times it's just me, my iPhone, and I like to bring a lav mic that I plug into my iPhone so that I can get clear audio if I'm gonna be in a loud place. But you guys do not need to spend a lot of money to do this. Right? I want you to take action on these ideas and monetize them and make them work for you. Okay, before I go into the next part of the presentation, I have 12 minutes left. Last time I went over, and so this time I cannot do that. So I want to make sure that I'm giving you the most valuable information. How many of you want to recruit either an assistant or a team member this year? Raise your hand. All right, enough of you that I got to do this. All right. So to me, what is the most life-changing thing to do is add people that you love to your business, right? So I have one thing that we did really well. We came up with different strategies for using video to not only be the mayor of our town with clients, but also with people we want to recruit and agents, okay? So anyone curious how we did that?
Yep.
Same thing, hacking attention. Okay?
So let's talk about money. How many months have you been with the team now?
6 months.
First month, did you make any commission?
No.
Second month, did you make any commission?
Not my second month. I think it was my third month.
And what did you make it last month, if you don't mind my asking?
About $6,300.
So it gets easier over time.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So that's a really short snippet. That's an ISA. An ISA on my team is one of the hardest positions to recruit for. What do you think a commissioned salesperson cares about? Money. So what kills me is when I watch recruiting videos and they talk about how nice it is to work with them. Let's talk to them about what they care about. They're not gonna leave a cushy job where they're making money until you talk about money. So he made $6,300 in his third month. Do you think I have people's attention? So that's a longer video. That's not the only thing I talk about. But what's important, if we're trying to meet people where they are, you have to figure out what is motivating them and what are their fears and address those in your video, okay? So here's the next thing. Because I have a big team, do you think it's fair to say that there are some impressions of me in our community that might lead people to think I'm a little bit aggressive and maybe sometimes I can be a little bit of a bitch? Maybe just a little, right? Because I market everywhere. So some of the agents, they have this perception like, oh, if we ever go work with her, it's not gonna be fun and I'm gonna be working like 24/7 and it's not what I want, okay? So I know that I need to combat that in my recruiting videos. Does that make sense? Okay, so let's roll the footage, please, Mike.
I started with the Carrie Schill team about 2 months ago. They have all the tools you need to grow your business. They have all the expertise you need to grow your business. And it's a great team-based environment.
The reason I joined the team was to just expand my business. And since being here, my business has grown tremendously, and I've only been here for a couple months. There's a lot of people here that I sincerely enjoy. You just know that you're gonna succeed if you're on this team.
Explain the terrain.
It was wet and unfair. Wet and unfair. I don't feel like I'm working a day in my life.
Rather than being a solo agent out on your own, there's a lot of support being on the Carrie Schill team.
I honestly could not be any more excited for this opportunity. It's pretty much changed my life in many ways. Not many companies offer the same thing where they will train you from, you know, beginning to end.
Definitely recommend anybody that wants to join this team, give it a try and join the family.
Join us!
Okay, so what were the observations you guys made? And remember, whether you're looking to hire your first person or your 70th person, the technique and strategy is the same. So what are the things that you took away from the video?
I like how she said she has support.
Support, okay.
Yeah, they don't have support.
Absolutely, that's a big fear of agents, that they're not gonna have support training, right?
Having other people highlight your value proposition.
Yes. So that was sneaky testimonials and actual stats about what was created in people's business by joining.
They were talking about your business and everything you had accomplished with your business, but the visual was that they were having fun.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm working a day in my life. You guys think you're gonna work 24/7? Like, you are gonna work hard, but it's gonna be fun because you're gonna be winning, and you're gonna be winning on a much bigger scale than you've ever won before if you're on my team, right? What else?
You weren't in the video. I didn't know that was you until the inger.
That was for agents who actually really know me, and it's really hard to recognize me besides if they knew I was pregnant, and I'm like the base of the wheel, right? I don't think they would imagine that that would be what I would be doing, but the idea of doing this pregnant, I'm like, that's not happening. Okay, so did you guys learn a couple things that you can apply to your businesses through that? Okay, is there anybody who is feeling intimidated or like this isn't something they can implement that's willing to be brave and tell how they're feeling? So you guys are all like 100% committed to taking action?
I'm about 100%.
Thank you. You're afraid to hire an assistant? How many of you guys are afraid to hire an assistant? Okay, I actually just filmed a course on this exact topic, because I believe it's a huge fear that holds people back. huge. And it's two things, like I said earlier. It's freedom. Like, you're worried about your time, and if you hire somebody, somebody's going to be relying on you, and you're going to have to go to your office every day, and you don't want to do that. How many people don't go to their office every day right now? Okay. I never had a daily routine before I had a team, ever, and I still really don't. So that was a big fear for me. Then how many of you are afraid of the money? You're afraid, okay, I'm going to hire this person, they're going to rely on me, and then my business, I'm not going to have enough leads, and all of a sudden, I'm not going to be able to support them, and then I'm going to be letting them down and letting myself down, and then all of a sudden, your mind is like, woo, it goes out of control, right? So I can't help you with that today, but I can tell you, Hyperfast Academy, if you go to our site, you will see that there's a recruiting course in the next 2 weeks that will address that. I go through it, the mindset of it, how to deal with it, how to break it down so it becomes palatable and not so scary. That's a really good one. Okay, so I meant to bring $100, but I did not. I have 20 bucks. Whoever's first gets it.
Like how? Physically?
To get them?
Yeah. Oh, that was a close one. That was good. All right. So, here's what, oh no, you're keeping it, man. Oh, you took the initiative. Yeah, I wish I had the 100. Woo! Okay. So you guys did this exercise with the last speaker. I'm not gonna have you do it again right now. But all of you just told me you were gonna take action, right?
Yep.
So here is what I want you to do. Take out your cell phone. We are not doing it now. When I do this with other groups, I have you go live to do what I'm about to teach you. What I want you to do is get your camera out, and I'm going to show you an example. Now, I did this right before our St. Louis event.
Are you tired of wasting your time and money searching for homes and not finding what you want? It's so frustrating, right? I'm Carrie Scholl with the Carrie Scholl team, and I can help. I'm in St. Louis today collaborating with top agents from around the country to get access to my clients in the DC metropolitan area for properties before they hit the market. So if you want to save time and money, private message me or share this with someone who may be looking for a home, because we'd love to help you save time, money, and get the property that you've always dreamed of. We look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, so 2,100 views and 30 shares on that post. I did that the morning we did it in St. Louis, and Jeff asked me, and Tristan and Nick said, please do not wait until the morning to pass in your presentation. So I gave you the example that I did from last time, but that happened almost instantly. It was a Facebook Live, right? So here's what I want you guys to do. Whether it's coming up, standing up, and running to get the $20, or whether it's the skills that it takes to get to 10,000, a million, 100 million, it's the same pattern of responsibility to yourselves that is necessary. It's all about taking action. Do you all agree?
Yeah.
You guys all are learning the same things today. What will separate you in this room is who will implement and execute on those ideas and who will write them down, leave here, get busy, and not act. So which camp are you in? Which camp? If you want your life to stay the way that it is right now, you're not gonna do this. You're gonna take the picture on your camera so everyone around you thinks you're in the action camp, and then you're not gonna do it. But I want you to do it. So take a picture of this. This is an easy script. All of you can do it. I don't want you to overthink it. I'm gonna get out of the way so you can take your picture. This is what I said. That got 30 shares and 2,100 views almost immediately. What I like to do is have you show each other in the background because you say, today I'm here collaborating with top agents. So I want you to commit before you leave today to going out in the lobby. You're gonna have tons of people around you. It's gonna be utter chaos. Why do you think people wanna watch that even more when they see that in the background? Oh, what are they doing? This is so cool. Where are they? You're getting their curiosity. If you do it against a blank wall, it's just your head. I did it against a blank wall because I had to do it the morning of in a Starbucks. You guys can get more engagement if you actually do this today. Stand up if you're going to do it today. I will follow you. I will make sure that you are not lying to me. Nick! Dude! Sunshine! You guys in the back are killing me. You're not going to do it. Why? You don't want to make the money? Okay, you guys get my point, right?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad that more than half the room stood up. That makes me happy. But now here's the deal. You committed to me just now. You looked at me in the eye and you told me you were going to do it. So I don't care if you look at yourself on the camera and you think your hair doesn't look good. You saw my videos, right? My hair looked hideous in a lot of those. I didn't even look like I showered in a few. Seriously. And there's no way you could say, more than I did. It's just not possible. So you guys can do this. So I hope that you guys take action. I hope that today leads to changes in your business and your life to give you more freedom, more money, and more time with the people that you love. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fat Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fat Shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests, improve our shows, and give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.